We are now actually live.
It's worrying that you've been doing this longer than I have.
But I haven't been using this particular program possibly longer than you have. And Windows 10 is a horrible train wreck for everybody.
I like Windows 10.
It has its moments. It does have its moments. But there are times when I reminisce about how OS 10 used to work. So there's that. But we in any case, though. What's that?
We digress.
We do digress. Our train of thought has properly derailed. So, let's get back on track. Welcome to Circulus Pack Tactics, a 5th edition homebrew D&D campaign setting. I will be your DM for this afternoon, or evening, or whichever. My name is Crash, and with me are a bunch of fantastic people, including Chris, Ellie, Jen, and Io. Now, where we last saw our adventurers was back in the yester years of before BlizzCon. Never mind about that. There was an incredible session that Chris missed out on.
So sad.
Yes. That involved a level 9 deep gnome barbarian going up against a level 9 zealot kobold barbarian that worships Bahamut. And a good time was had by all, if by all you put an asterisk and say not punk.
Because the bard got involved.
Yes. Ellie's bard got involved. Daldane polymorphed Ponk into a bunny.
Bunny.
The bunny was dynamite.
Yeah.
Mark the Monty Python reference off on your bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Vex attempted to jump down into the under tunnels that the kobolds had created to try to stop or maybe watch or maybe participate in the carnage. Only Vex would be able to tell us for sure, but unfortunately at the exact same time, Ross tried to jump into the same area, and Ross is considered a large being so far as D&D rules are concerned, so they kind of got stuck in the trapdoor.
For a while.
But it was okay. It was okay because Gox pulled him free by pulling him through a space that he couldn't fit, thus dislocating both of his shoulders.
Now, he did ask for help, by the way, you know? And Gox helped too hard.
And Daldane fixed it. Daldane set the bones and cast a healing spell. The process of setting the bones did, in fact, cause Vex to fall into unconsciousness. There may have been some decisions made and some choices made and some actions done that will have repercussions later. All I'll say is you saw the little save icon appear when this happened to let you know that something life-changing had occurred and you can't go back and fix it anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like Vex is going to try and murder some kobolds.
Yeah, he's probably going to try to murder Gox, I would think.
They were helping. Specifically, the ones that were trying to help are the ones that he would have vengeance upon.
Pretty much.
Meanwhile, Ponk the Bunny, after still trying to murder several kobolds, very cutely, but still trying to murder several kobolds, was captured again, placed on the other side of the collapsed tunnel where all the star spawn are, had that tunnel sealed up, and my assumption at this point is you're not locked in here, like I'm not locked in here with you, you're locked in here with me situation, where generations from now, star spawn will be telling tales of a bunny that they should avoid at all costs.
Because it turned into a gnome and murdered them all.
I'm going to canonically say that several of them were murdered before the polymorph wore off.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see that.
I don't really think that there are rules that say that raging stops upon polymorph. There are certain attributes that are changed when you're polymorphed, but you don't need material components. You don't need to wave your hands around in a special way to rage. You just get angry.
So rage would drop under the circumstance that Ponk doesn't hit anything or is hit by anything after a round. That's when rage would stop.
He was constantly trying to chew everyone every chance he got. I don't think he ever stopped hitting anyone.
Okay, then, rage would have been active for him.
he would have gone in there raging, so I think he'll do all right.
Yeah. Okay, so reminiscing aside, at the end of our last session, the kobolds decided to repay the iron wrenches, both of the iron wrenches, for the help that they'd provided by, in part, by providing a component pouch to one Sox, who is now able to cast spells.
Yay!
Minus all the copper wire, you had to give that over to Zeely to pay back for all the copper wire you used earlier. So you have none of that.
I will sort this at some point.
I'm sure you will. Well, they had told you that Fiddlepunch's tower had been attacked, which was how Fiddlepunch had been injured in the first place. So our merry band of kobold adventurers had decided to go investigate the tower. They got there to find that the tower had, in fact, been not 100% knocked over. It's not a no stone left upon another situation, but it's been significantly damaged. It's not nearly as tall as it was before. There's a lot of scattered stone and debris, dead star spawn, and a lot of corpses, presumably human, but from the looks of it, they were zombies that were then re-killed. So it wasn't like they were humans that were fighting and then they were killed. It was zombies that had been riding for a while, but you get the idea. Some investigation checks were made, and we ended the last session with one of the kobolds finding a grayscale floral bonnet that had previously been worn by Tim, the warlock, the undead warlock, Deathlock, if you will. And everyone said, oh no, right as I was saying, okay, that's where we're ending it for today. And that is exactly where we're picking it up.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, I think it was Daldane that found the hat.
Yes.
Okay, so you're standing there holding a hat.
I will take it back to Zeely and return it to her.
What? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, no.
I'm going to look around the bodies and see if Tim is actually there or if maybe he escaped.
Okay. Give me an investigation check.
Okay.
Can I get clarification? I don't think Sox was actually there when the hat was given to Tim, correct?
Oh.
So this has no, like, actual, like, I have no clue.
You were there. It was when we all were going back.
Okay. I was NPCing you. Right, so yeah, this was right before you left the Shadowfell. So your character was there.
Character was there, so I know what's going on. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so I rolled an 11, and investigation is -2.
Okay. You don't want to be that kobold, but all rotting corpses kind of look alike.
Oh, no.
Wow, you're that kobold.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can, I don't know. I'm going to try again, and instead of looking at their faces, I'm going to try to look at what they're wearing and see if it looked like what Tim was wearing.
Well, I will allow other people to make rolls as well.
I've rolled the 20 on that one, -2 for investigation.
One moment. I'm also going to roll something.
That's an 18 for stock.
Okay. So what I'm going to say is, for Gox and Sox, your rolls are high enough that you each find part of Tim. Unfortunately, you are investigating opposite sides of the base of the tower.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yes.
Our friend didn't make it through the battle.
Yeah, Gox found the lower half. And Sox, you find an arm. And when you pull on the arm, you find that the arm is still attached to the clavicle. And the neck and the head.
Sox throws up a little.
The head moves and looks at you.
And he screams quite loudly.
And I run over to Sox in case he's in danger.
You see the rest of Tim, who is now, I assume, laying back down on the ground.
A Okay, so I don't see any danger because I don't think Tim is alive still. So I'm just looking around to see what else could be out there.
Well, the head is currently moving a little bit and blinking.
Oh, hi, Tim. I wave.
Yeah.
The arm kind of waves back at you.
Could we help you in any way?
He is literally torn in half. How can we help him?
Well, he's a zombie. I mean, maybe
he's undead. He might not need the organs all the time.
And he throws up, and Sox throws up again.
Maybe you should walk away from this, brother.
Yeah, a little bit.
Celie sort of is just holding the hat and sort of vibrating a little bit.
I can picture this very well.
If I try to hold, is that going to make things better or just make things worse?
Give me a religion check. Religion or arcana.
They're both plus four, so.
23. Well, with a 23, I would say that you're fairly certain that if you attempted to heal an undead creature, best case scenario, nothing would happen. Worst case scenario, every point of healing would actually do damage. And you're not entirely sure how Tim is still alive is the wrong word, but undead doesn't make enough sense for this. Moving? Usually when you tear an undead creature in half, they stop. Tim at this point is trying to push himself up a little bit, as one might do if they're mostly incapacitated, but there isn't enough of him to do that well, so he sort of just slid across the ground a little bit.
Celie comes over to try and help. All right, I don't know what I do here. I don't do the healing. I don't really do things involving undead either. That's not really a sorcerer thing. That's more of a wizard thing, and I don't do that. She's babbling.
Tim pats Zili's arm gently and smiles a little bit.
Hey, the Gox. Can you gather up the rest of him and bring him over here?
I can try. And I go walking back over to where I found the rest of him and attempt to pick it up.
Okay. I'm not going to require rules for that. You are an incredibly swole, small kobold.
Yes. And I carry it back over to Daldane and wait for her to tell me what to do.
Stick it where it should go. Like, you know, how a person should do.
Okay. And I walk over and I try to, like, piece them back together as much as I can.
I'm going to require a medicine check from you for this.
From me?
Yeah.
It's going to be wrong.
I wouldn't require this from everyone. But considering
I
how you are.
I rolled a 4.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I rolled a 4. So it's sort of near him somewhere.
No,
I'm going to say that the sides line up as best they can. But you've put the torso down backwards.
Oops.
Oh, no, Gox, no. No. That doesn't go that way.
Okay, let me try again.
No! I mean, let me try.
Okay.
I think I know how the tall people go together. They go together pretty much how we go together, except with less tail and taller.
Oh,
That makes sense. It was the lack of a terrible tail that was throwing you off.
Yeah, that's the thing throwing us off.
Okay. Is Tim all set now? Like, assembled?
He's as together as he's going to be.
Okay, I'm going to do the dumbest thing I've ever done. I'm going to cast Mending.
I love this game so freaking much.
Interesting.
You honestly make me have to think about what the heck is going to happen here. I love this game so much. I value our time together. I look forward to it every week.
Can I help with this, actually? Or at least try to, in my throwing up state, and try and prestidigitate as well to try and clean the things up as she's mending things, sorry?
I would say for you, if you want to assist, you're going to have to give me a constitution save because you're trying to fight back the nausea of, wait, this shouldn't be moving like that.
That's actually not bad. That's a 16.
Okay. Then in that case, I'm going to let Daldane roll a medicine check with advantage.
I'm helping.
I mean, this idea is better than my idea, which involved animate objects.
And I get to try out some of my new spells. I've never had prestidigitation before.
Oh, it's fun. I've never seen it used this way before. But
a 13 and a 24. We're going to go with that 24. Okay. The good news is, it looks like you've managed... Tim has not managed to pull himself together, but you've managed to kind of sew him together. But he still seems to only really have control of the one arm and his head. He does reach out and pat his chest a little bit and pat the other arm. And he lifts the one arm up with the other arm and lets it go, and it just drops.
Oh, okay. So the like, binding magic went out of the other things. I guess. Okay.
At least all your parts are together and we're not going to leave them behind.
He tilts his head a little bit, like he's thinking, and then he nods.
Oh, I think his voice box is...
Well, I'm not going to require a check for this. I'm just going to tell you. What do you need to be able to talk?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If the lungs have been disconnected...
Yeah.
Working. Oh.
So all you need to do is find yourselves an iron lung and toss them in there. No, wait.
Okay.
I do know a certain moment to build one.
Well, actually, sort of two questions. One, if I cast banishment on you, will that send you home?
He holds his hand palm up and gestures to the area around you.
Okay, you're native to this plane, not the Shadowfell, so it won't send you to the Shadowfell.
He nods.
All right, I guess the other question is not relevant anymore then.
I did not know that's how banishment worked.
It is a side thing. If you're from a different plane of existence and you catch, and someone casts banishment on you, when it wears off, you don't show back up where you were. You go back home.
So Vex could have just got someone to banish him back home?
No, because he's still on the material plane. He's on a different planet, same plane.
Okay.
I did think about that too.
Okay.
And so did Meepo, who has it.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's one of the things I considered early on in the campaign. Like, is that going to be a quick way for them to get home? Oh, wait, no, it wouldn't be. Darn.
Yeah.
Digressing again, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just kind of confused.
It's good content. It's good content. I'm cool with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
So,
I mean, there's something I could try, but I haven't really tried it before, and it might make things worse.
Tim raises an eyebrow and gestures at his body.
Good point, Tim.
Can't really get much worse.
You were saying you can't heal because it might not do anything or it might do damage. Mm-hmm. What if one were to, do something that sort of does necromantic thingies to do damage usually?
I think you and I just had the same idea.
I'm going to roll Arcana to see if I know that, actually.
You know everything. You have a 21 to your roll.
Wow.
You're fairly certain that given a fresh corpse, the right kind of chalk for the runes, and 3 pieces of copper wire more than what you already have, you could probably raise the dead.
You cut out.
Raise the dead.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say you would do it well, but and it'd probably just be casting animate object on it. But so far as you're concerned.
Zelia has unlocked the meaning of life.
So
technically,
do I know?
Zelia has figured out how to make puppets. Or Muppets. I cut you off and I'm sorry.
So do I know what casting Chill Touch would do to an undead warlock?
Help them stay frosty?
I believe Chill Touch does necrotic damage.
If it does necrotic damage, you're not entirely sure. He might be immune to it. It might help him. It varies by undead. This is the first deathlock you've encountered, so you're not entirely sure how it would affect him personally. If you were casting it on a regular zombie, it would probably kill them.
Far from regular, though.
Oh, no, he's not regular.
That's the chance that might need to be taken if he's to move again.
Well, Tim, do you want to let them try doing something that might or might not work?
It's an experiment.
He looks pensive for a bit longer than you're comfortable with. Then he nods and gives you a thumbs up.
All right.
Okay,
all right, then.
I'm moving away from Tim.
I want to sit down and just take some notes to see what's happening.
Occasionally just vomiting into your mouth.
Okay.
I rolled a 16. I'm holding it back.
Okay.
Sure. Right now, I think it's dry heaves.
It's like dry heaves. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. No. He is cleared out.
All right. So Zelie starts sort of setting up to attempt this. She seems to have decided that, well, it couldn't hurt to pull out all her spell components and start acting like there's going to be some sort of weird ritual.
To help, I put some like mine the flavor out as well. To help, I put some of mine out just to give them some backup.
Now, keep in mind, mechanics-wise, this is not affecting anything.
Yes.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But Zelia's never cast this before.
And any high-level necromancer that watches you do this would just be face-palming and going, amateur. But as a DM, I love this so much.
Also, Zelia she's never cast this before. She doesn't actually know what components.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get it.
She doesn't actually need components, but she doesn't know that.
She's never totally done it, and this is awesome.
She's never done it. I'm essentially the apprentice trying to.
All right. Well, I was in the Shadowfell, and I guess something sort of sunk in a little bit. And as a final thing, Zelia sort of sets the hat back down on Tim's head, and she steps back, and she casts Chill Touch.
What does Chill Touch do?
Necrotic damage.
If you were using it in combat, what would you do?
Make a ranged spell attack.
Okay.
I'm trying not to do damage.
But do have to hit Tim.
Yeah, but I do have to hit Tim.
I'm going to say you can roll with advantage. Technically, he's prone and it's a ranged attack, so rules lawyers won't like this, but roll with advantage.
Rules lawyers will hate you.
Well, technically, I do have someone helping me.
Rules kind lawyers of. Hate him because of this one weird trick.
16.
Okay. I'll take the 16. Roll your damage, which should be 2d8, I believe.
Yeah, I kind of forgot this did more than 1d8. I always forget that my cantrip's upgraded.
You got this.
Oh no, oh no, oh, oh no. No, I don't roll high. Oh no.
Maxed out.
It didn't max out quite.
Holy, it worked.
I think you fixed him. That was that amazing.
He coughs out something. It's wet and dark, and you don't want to know what it was.
That was unusual. I do not think I wish to encounter that again.
It sounds like it helped.
I can talk again, so I believe so.
Okay.
Thank
Good
you.
Job, Zeely.
I think.
Ha! It worked! I mean, I thought it would work. You know, this is probably the opposite of what we were supposed to be doing here, but also, we like you. So, well.
Well, all's fair. I am apparently doing the opposite of what I was supposed to do here as well.
Which was?
Dying.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you wanted to do? Or were supposed to do?
I think they left him for dead.
Oh. Who's they? Who are you fighting?
The Starspawn, at first.
Oh.
We were a distraction. And they were a distraction as well. The whole thing was just them fighting the gnomes of the tower and us coming in to mop up afterwards was the plan. Thava had other ideas.
Who?
A dragonborn of considerable intelligence. We serve the same master, or did. I have apparently been abandoned.
Well, then I suppose we actually may have a similar sort of goal here, because, well, there was...
Revenge!
Exactly. The gnomes want us to help with the person who made the tower explode, and also...
That would be me, I think.
Oh. Well, in that case, let's ignore that part. There was
That's a clippable moment right there.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Someone post that to social media.
Then, I mean, if that was a distraction, then whatever actually happened probably is even more important.
Yes.
Huh. Why? What? I'm confused.
I don't know much about them. They're not stones or gems. They look like them. They are points of concentrated power. Someone with all of them could probably be as powerful as a god.
Oh no,
that's bad.
Yes, Thava had one of them already. The rest that's were
very
the
bad.
Power.
That's extremely bad.
But wait, is... I'm confused.
There is no shame in that. I didn't realize how all the pieces fit together until I was half buried under this pile of rubble and the other half buried over there somewhere.
You've had a rough day.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I do mm-hmm. not know if I have the stomach for revenge. Or at least I didn't until quite recently.
Who would you take your revenge on? Like the Starspawn or this... Was it Thava?
He shakes his head immediately as you say the Starspawn.
They were pawns like everything else.
Okay, so you would take revenge on Dragonborn person who...
Who
took
may have the
stuff
power of
I
a
don't
god.
Understand and may be powerful now. Or was powerful? Or,
she is still loyal to the one who I called my master.
Who is who?
That's probably kind of, even worse, isn't it? Since...
An ancient green dragon.
son of a...
Okay, so...
Fine. Dragon.
She goes Dragon by who the might... name of Marathromax.
Ooh.
Well...
Can you spell that, please?
So, we need to watch out for
give me a
dragon.
I have it written down.
And watch out for a big green dragon. Are they... Are they here? Did they leave? Did they go back to where you were from before? I'm confused.
The Shadowfell was merely a convenient place to hide the remaining undead. I apparently was merely kept to be a distraction when it would be convenient. Marathromax has set up a stronghold for herself far to the north, on a savage island filled with jungle and barbarians. You'd probably like it.
Jungle, so we're actually warm.
Warm. Maybe. And barbarians, which could be fun or dangerous, or both. So.
Do you have that spelling? Sorry.
I wrote it down. Back when I was taking notes all in Google Docs, I wrote it down there. I switched to using a journal. In a system more similar to your own, Chris. But
oh,
this
you like
means
my system?
That I have to, this means I have to go... Well, not
digging
just
through
because
pages.
You do it, but...
It's a good system.
I like it. Now, I don't have a separate notebook for each campaign I do. I have one notebook that I use for everything, including but not limited to lesson planning for school.
No, that's okay. Not cool.
That way I can lose everything at once. I mean, keep everything together. So I am looking for my circular notes.
We never found out the name of the dragon in the other campaign.
No,
this is Vakes is like wanting to murder this thing.
I named this dragon before episode zero.
Wow.
And this is the first you've had a conversation with someone who knew the dragon's name who would be willing to share it. Took over a year.
Well then. There's a powerful dragonborn of some sort carrying artifacts that can make someone as powerful as a god to something that was already extremely powerful. That's about the size of it in a way Gox could probably understand?
I think so, yeah.
Easier way to understand. Green thing bad, dragon lady bad.
Green thing bad, dragon lady bad. Wait, some of the kobolds are green things.
Okay.
That doesn't work.
Giant green dragon bad. Dragon lady. With giant green thing bad.
Okay. This I understand. Thanks, brother.
You gotta go full cave person with...
Considering how many kobolds live in caves normally...
Gox is just struggling like, and?
Gox is like, so we've got to go home? What?
Oh, wow, I actually guessed spelling correctly.
So, wait, what? I know we were sent here for something. Don't remember what it was.
It doesn't matter anymore because there's a rogue... Well, no, not rogue. Dragonborn who's run off with things to turn an ancient green dragon into a god.
I thought it was already a god.
No, they're just old and powerful.
Oh.
It was a good way there when I decided to swear allegiance. All of my power, my spells, my magic came through the pact that I made with her.
So how do you... I don't understand spells. Never mind.
I have, like, a basic understanding, but not anything, like, pack magic.
Okay. So, there's wizards. They study things. They learn magic by studying it. And then there's sorcerers, like me. And we, well, we're born with it, and we sort of learn things to do with it.
And we warlocks... cheat.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's arcane scriptures.
I tried to not laugh. I tried very hard to not laugh. Do you have inspiration?
I do not.
You do now. You definitely do now.
Oh my goodness.
Use it wisely. You've earned it.
So if you, Tim, if you cheat, could you cheat a different way and get your spells working again?
They never stopped.
Okay.
Gain their abilities through a pact, but the transfer of power is frequently a permanent transaction.
So that's good?
It's why when I was to be discarded, Thava was given orders to destroy me, not simply leave me.
Okay.
She might be a little upset at you for foiling plan.
Yeah, she won't be the first one upset at me for foiling a plan.
Yes, well, we'd want to foil that plan anyway, because ancient green dragons, who were already most of the way to being gods, going and...
becoming
gods isn't exactly anything that we'd find a particularly nice arrangement to be living under, you know?
Yes. Apparently, where she's from, there was significant competition. It prevented any of them from gaining and consolidating too much power.
From?
There don't seem to be many dragons on this world, ancient or otherwise.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the whole world switching thing.
Yeah, considering the fact that I don't think any of you is technically native to Circulus.
None of us are, but we just live here, and I think it's one of those things where, for Sox, it would just completely go out of his memory, out of his mind until it was mentioned again.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, remember how you were on a flying city made by gnomes that traveled from one world to another involuntarily?
Yeah. I think Gox knows he was on a flying city, but doesn't understand the going from one world to another thing at all. So
where is she from?
You get a shrug.
I was born here in Coombridge. The first time I left was to go to the Shadowfell. I wouldn't recommend it.
We've been there. It's not nice.
Love?
You do remember the Shadowfell.
Okay.
There were things about it that were vague, but when you encountered them outside of the Shadowfell, the memories came back.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And furthermore, our Warren has been being overrun by Starspawn and also a gnome transformed into a bunny, but...
I wonder if he's still a bunny.
No.
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't think it lasts that long.
No, 1 hour has come and gone. You've had a long rest since the battle with the bunny.
Oh, we have. Okay. Let me fix that.
Yeah, you set up a base camp at the bottom of the mountain before you climbed up it.
Okay.
As a point, because I know I'll forget, while we're having this conversation, I have been putting my components back in the little pouch that I got from Lacanity.
Okay.
Seeley belatedly realizes that hers are still strewn around and starts shoving them back into her pouch.
Okay, your pouch is a little bit thicker than it was before. Mostly because when you're scooping them up, you're scooping up random like bits of rubble and stuff.
While can I make a point? While before, because obviously I've done it before, Zeely did. Can I maybe try and slide your hand a couple of copper wires?
Oh no!
Give me a perception check.
Perception.
Right. Okay.
I will roll.
Actually,
perception.
What's your bonus to perception rolls?
Mine's is 10, plus 10 to perception.
Okay, no, don't bother giving me a perception check. So most wizard towers are full of arcane components and whatnot. They explode, it's a magical wreckage, and you expect strange creatures to be attacking you because it is created out of the ether. This was the workshop of a gnomish inventor.
Oh, yeah, lots of copper wire everywhere. Can I just go and pinch
lots
some?
Lots of everything everywhere. Imagine, if you will, Gadget Zan.
There might be a diamond.
Run through a sifter.
While they're having this conversation, can I go around and try and fill up and sort out my component pouch?
It's worth noting that you were originally sent here to see if there was anything salvageable at the tower, including any research materials.
Oh, right. Papers with squiggly lines.
While they're doing that, while they're conversationing, I will do that. Let the conversation continue.
Give me an investigation check.
Who?
Well, Fox is the one looking around.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
20?
20?
Mm-hmm.
Natural or not natural?
Not natural. I'll tell you if it's natural.
Okay. All right. So you find a lot of papers that are only just a little bit singed.
Okay.
You ignore the stuff that looks totally unsalvageable, but there are a few books and stuff that there's more than you can carry, but you pick the things that you think are more important.
Okay.
Like that copper wire there is really important.
That was just in the component pouch.
And this incense over here that you might be able to use for something. That looks a little bit more important too. And is that a locket? Is that a gold locket? Oh, no, it's a copper locket. Okay, well, maybe.
I can melt that down to get some copper wire.
Yeah, you could. You could, in fact. Matter of fact, the chain is apparently also made of copper, so it's already copper wire.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's in the component pouch, yeah.
And is that a diamond? Oh, that's cubic zirconium. Never mind. Thought it was a diamond.
Rat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you find plenty of rats.
Mm.
So, Tim, what do you do now?
Well, until maybe 20 minutes ago, I'd become thoroughly invested in my slow but sure decomposition and or getting devoured by rats. I'm not quite sure at this point. This was quite a sudden change to my 5-year plan.
Well, I know what we're going to be doing. I don't know if you want to assist with that or not. You have helped us quite a bit, so I figure this was repayment. But, well, we're going to be going after those artifacts and that dragonborn.
Maybe you could help. Your spells still work. Maybe you could help.
Should we just tie him to your back? Because he's not going to be able to walk.
Well, yeah, I know he can't walk, but there must be something.
He wasn't
assuming
able to walk,
to,
and then
to.
Someone cast 14 points of necrotic damage at him.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, at this point, does attempt to get up. And he stumbles a little bit. For a while, he feels like his feet are on backwards.
Are they still on backwards?
No, they're not on backwards.
Okay.
He acts like it for a little bit as he stumbles, but I rolled a 16 for his check.
Okay, good. Okay.
I probably can't stay here, but I don't think there's any place nearby that would welcome me.
Huh. Let's see. Well, if we brought you back,
there's a fairly good chance that there would be some enchanted suits of armor that would attempt to kill him on sight.
Yeah.
And they would not manage to do so because Vex would fire enough arrows into
him. That's true, it would work.
Before they got to him.
Yeah. If you come back with us, I don't know that I could defend you from our friends.
Yes,
I'd try, but
that's the case.
Yeah. So now what?
I will have to find some place to...
I'm not sure we have time to go back. If we're going to get to the artifacts before...
But we don't know where that is.
I can draw you a map.
Daldane!
Tim looks over at Sox, who is, at this point has, like, two armfuls of papers and stuff, and not papers. And there might be a few trinkets and stuff sticking out of various pockets. And he says, oh, there we go. And he pulls one sheet of paper out from the jumble that Sox is holding, and it's a map. And 3 seconds after he does this, the structural integrity of the pile that Sox is holding collapses around his feet.
I'm sorry. Meant to do that.
I'm load sure bearing you map. Did. What was that?
She said load bearing map.
Load bearing map.
I am assuming at this point Daldane still has inspiration.
Yes, I haven't had anything to use it on.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's like, my glass is full. Okay, here's more. It's just pouring all over the floor. Aww. The carpet is soaked. All right, so very quickly, it happens to be a world map. It's not very detailed. It seems to be originally intended just for pointing out where certain things are on the supercontinent of Circulus. But Tim is able to mark off where Marathomax's lair happens to be on the small island to the northwest. And small compared to everything else. But it's kind of like how Australia is small for a continent. It's a big area, and it's almost entirely full of jungle and barbarians and orcs, who may or may not also be barbarians. Oh, and dinosaurs. He forgot to mention the dinosaurs.
What's a dinosaur?
I don't know, but I heard that other gnome yelling about them.
Lucanidae?
Probably.
So dinosaurs make Lucanidae mad. Got it.
I haven't been there myself, but I'm told some of them are quite adorable.
Okay.
If they're adorable.
If you don't mind occasionally being eaten by mistake.
Oh, that's not going to work out.
For them.
Case in point, the only dinosaur that ate a party member, it did not actually work out for them.
Right. Because of a kobold.
Because of a kobold and a dragonborn paladin.
Yes.
It was a 1-2 punch.
It was, yeah.
Zulu.
Yes?
Can you use this rubble to make a house for Tim?
I would not recommend it. I imagine if you have a spell like Mold Earth, it would be quite easy to do, but it would stand out like a sore thumb. Or like an undead abomination walking around among the living. I will find some place to hide.
What if we dig you a kobold tunnel? But like, taller?
That might be feasible.
Well, we could do that. Where's a good spot?
He shrugs.
Probably not in the tower.
No, that's not going to work.
Let's go down to the bus camp and do it down there.
Okay.
That way we don't have to climb all this way up if we want to visit.
Oh, that's a good plan.
People would make the trip up here quite frequently to visit... What was his name? An old crazy elf used to live here.
I don't know that elf.
Him once in my youth, kept asking us to stay a while and listen to his stories.
I know the name. I know the name. I remember the name. I think.
I don't remember the name off the top of my head, and I created the character.
Marwood?
Marwood, yes.
That sounds right, yeah.
I checked my notes, and I want to make sure it was the right name.
Yeah, I don't need to take notes. We've got Chris.
Right, there you go.
The worst thing is, my Tuesday campaign, the DM doesn't take notes because I take notes.
But yes, Marwood was the elf that was older than pretty much anything you'd ever encountered before, who disappeared during the attack. Well, okay. During the undead attack.
The other, yeah. Okay.
During the first attack of this terror.
Yeah, in the first wave of the first attack.
Yeah.
This terror's got some bad luck.
Yeah.
It does.
Like, seriously, bad luck.
If it's all the same to you, I'd rather not be too close to the tower anyway. My master had a lair here.
Oh.
Well, not here. Over that way more.
He gestures off in the distance. There's a lot of fog in the area right now, but you think you remember seeing a lake off in that direction.
Is it possible there's still some things there?
Doubtful. It was abandoned because it was discovered. Anything that Marathomax left behind would have been looted by now.
Okay, so you need a cobalt tunnel, right?
I guess. You'll have to forgive me. I have never met kobolds besides you.
It's a good thing we're all here, then.
I don't exactly know what a kobold
tunnel is. It's a tunnel made by kobolds. Pretty self-explanatory.
And it's where we live, usually. But most of us are on a farm right now, and...
Because the Warren got overrun with Starspawn and...
Right, right.
...a angry gnome.
Mostly the angry gnome. You had the Starspawn under control.
We should probably get back eventually to see, because I think he's coming back.
Well, in fairness, it was their home that we
well,
were...
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was their home, but that doesn't mean I'm going to let him kill cults.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he was very angry because of things the kobolds did that they shouldn't have been doing. I'm not agreeing with the killing. I understand the anger.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we were intending to live on the farm forever. There's not enough room.
I hate
it. And for the sake of moving the plot forward, I'm assuming you're having this conversation as you are climbing down the mountain.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do. Uh-huh.
And the climb is not that difficult. As mentioned before, this is a climb that was almost tradition for a lot of the residents of Coombe Ridge. Anytime there was a venturing party that came in, they were given a quest to go visit Marwood to check on him. So over the years, there are like staircases built into the mountainside with guardrails and everything. And it's really a gentle walk down if you're human proportioned. It's a little bit tougher for kobolds, but you manage.
Okay. How's Tim doing on the trip down?
He's getting used to using feet again. It's been a few days.
Yeah. You got this, buddy.
Okay, you get down to the base camp, which, to be fair, your base camp was Liamin's tiny hut, so there's a space where you had it last night. there's not really any other sign that there was a camp here to begin with. There is a little tourist thing that's sort of set up as a bulletin board, like you see it at parks, with some things thumbtacked to it, trail guides. There's a picture.
Welcome
of
to
bear
Crazy
wearing...
Elf Tower.
Yeah, there's a picture of a bear wearing a hat, and it says, "Only you can prevent landslides."
Okay, so where do we start digging the kobold tunnel?
Try to think.
Well, how about we have been playing for just a little over an hour. Do you want to take a 5-minute break?
Yeah.
It might be an idea, yeah.
Okay, so we'll take a 5-minute break. You can think about things. Chris can make lunch or supper or whatever meal.
Whenever that fits into
you can make food. You can make food.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back in 5.
All right.
I'm pressing buttons. Okay, most of us are back.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Io is taking care of Io, and that is understandable. All right, so you've set up base camp. I assume that Io is going to do... Well, not Io. There's no Io, only Zeely.
Mm-hmm.
Zeely cackles maniacally and digs out a complex set of cobalt tunnels with an entryway and... a great hall, great by kobold standards, to be fair, but a great hall and the kitchen and the living room and a dining room and a guest bedroom and a second guest bedroom in case the first guest brings a second guest and eventually is asked to stop. More than once.
Mm-hmm.
Before she hears you.
Tim's report. Day 3. Still lost in own home.
It is not the lack of supplies. I need neither food nor drink nor sleep, but the tedium of going past what I am certain is the same guest bedroom for the 18th time beginning to wear on my senses.
Oh my.
I would leave breadcrumbs, but I have no bread.
Desperate, Tim begins leaving bits of his own body behind.
Oh.
That escalated quickly. I'm not going to say he didn't, but that escalated quickly. Whoa. Okay. So, from that point, you seem to have a quest in mind. You as a party were talking about going north to take care of an ancient green dragon because kobolds can probably do that pretty well. Or maybe. Kind of.
Well.
I think we should head back to the farm.
Yes. Maybe head back to the farm.
Maybe Meepo's friend with that.
Yeah, I feel like Meepo being the, you know, smart one of all of us. She should never be informed.
Yeah. Maybe she can get her angry gnome friend. He seems pretty tough.
Even as a bunny, he was pretty tough.
He was pretty tough. I've never seen a bunny try to dig its way through dragon scale. So we should go back and yeah, that.
To the farm. All right. So, Vex.
Oh, hi.
You wake up in bed.
Okay.
You are not.
The case captures you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are under the covers.
Oh, I should get Meepo. Sorry.
You are under the covers. You are fully dressed.
Mm-hmm.
You remember a lot of pain and a kobold causing the pain while trying to put your arms back together. And on testing your arms, they actually did a fairly good job. Everything is where it should be.
Okay.
You also remember being stuck in a trap door with Ross, which was not the most pleasant of experiences you've ever had in your life.
Trying to remember where Meepo was at the end.
Meepo was at the top of the trap door, trying to get one or both of them out by pulling
right,
them up.
Right, but at the point where Vex was brought up to a bed, I'm wondering where she was then.
We didn't determine that in-game during that session, Wherever you wanted Meepo to be, we'll just say that's where she was.
Okay, so she then would have followed whoever was carrying Mr. Vex up the stairs, and she's probably hanging around the bedroom worrying. Sorry, I'm laughing at something in the chat there.
Yeah, I'm the one who typed it. I probably should have said it, but I was too impatient to wait for you to finish talking to share the information.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
yeah,
fine.
WWMD, what would Meepo do?
Right.
The answer is glitter. The answer is always glitter.
The answer is always glitter.
It could, yes. Okay, so.
So I'm assuming I've woke up and I've seen Meepo.
Yeah. Are you okay, Mr. Vex?
In my head canon, when you wake up, it's like the scene from cartoons where you have the animated eyes sort of like opening and then closing and opening again and everything's blurry and then goes into focus. And you see Meepo's head staring right down at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picturing as well. Don't worry.
Yeah, she's like right there.
For anyone not in this party, this would probably be terrifying.
Yeah, but because it's Meepo, I am going to kill Punk.
What?
He needs to learn to control his anger, and this wouldn't have happened.
Well, you would have got stuck in the doorway anyhow.
Wouldn't have been trying to get in at the same time as a giant suit of armor.
Yeah. Well, we don't really know where Mr. Punk is right now.
Did he kill any kobold?
No. No. So, Daldane turned him into a bunny. And then...
What's a Daldane?
A kobold.
Right.
Ross appears at the doorway. He's doing that thing where someone who's incredibly nervous is... You know how someone who's incredibly nervous in TV shows and stuff would be like holding their hat in their hands?
Yeah.
He's kind of doing that, but it's his head. So he thinks he's doing a good job of it, but perhaps it's being conveyed in a way that is more disturbing to the viewer.
Vex just points at him, you, and then realizes what he's done with his head. Put your head back.
Right. Okay. Sorry. I didn't know what to do, yeah. And they were guests, so I had to protect them. But Pong lives here, so I had to protect him, and I thought I could get between them, and I guess you thought the same thing at the same time, and I'm sorry.
Where's Pong?
I wanted to help.
We don't know where he is.
Neither of you, Ross?
Well, Zeely put him on the other side of the wall that blocked off the path to the Kobold Warren, but we don't know after that.
At this point, the kobold party arrives at the farm.
Okay.
That was a bit more plot development than I really expected to happen here, but that's okay.
Things happen.
Vex has a headache and he just doesn't want to deal with stupidity.
Well, at this point, there are now 4 kobolds on the first floor.
Do okay. I see them? Did they come in the room?
We're looking upstairs. For
you're on the
we're
second upstairs. Floor.
Oh, first floor. All right, you're on the second floor. Yeah. Right,
you
right.
definitely right. heard the door open, and you hear the kobolds talking to each other. You can't make out the words from there unless they're shouting.
Oh, I'm going to go see the kobolds. Stay here, Mr. Vex, and get better.
Nope, I'm not staying here.
This is a paper.
No,
you hear
they went on.
Vex is already gone. Oh, he's already gone.
I'm running after him.
Okay, Lucanidae and Fiddlepunch. Because it's been a day or two, so at this point, Fiddlepunch has had a long rest. He's fully recovered physically. Mentally, he's still a little shaken up. He has moments where he's sort of like dazed and sort of stares off into nothing. And then he shakes his head and comes back, mostly. But both gnomes come down to the first floor also, and Fiddlepunch is immediately organizing whatever papers you give him.
Oh, I'll give him all of them.
Okay.
So
back. I'm assuming everybody's here now.
Yeah, probably.
We have to double RP.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Do it. You can do it. You've done it before.
He didn't like that I made him do it before.
I didn't like that he made me do it before. Now he's making me do it again.
That's fine. We can do it. We'll get it.
Now we just need to have a gnome bard named Scanlan show up. And maybe someone with a trained iron golem.
You know, need Scanlan and Terry to show up. Okay.
Terry can learn all their names.
Oh, God, I just remember that scene. Right. Who is Daldane? Vex is asking, who is Daldane?
Me. Do your arms work?
Yes, thank you for that.
Good.
Oh, good.
Are you the leader of this little band of misfits?
I think I'm the oldest.
I don't remember how old you guys are.
All right, executive decision. Daldane, you are the leader.
I think she's the oldest. I think.
Well, she's now in charge.
Okay.
Tess is the oldest, but she's downstairs, below the downstairs.
But the question was...
Does that mean I'm in trouble for something?
Yes and no. Yes, because what the hell are you all doing on my farm? Which I have discovered a lot of it, but it's mainly the whole, you know, breaking things, what's going on. I've had a long, long few weeks, so, yeah.
Okay, well, there were creepy monsters in the Wild Warren, and we killed some.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were too many, and we ran here, kind of.
Okay.
And that's all I remember.
Well, we come here looking for help.
Right.
And then while we were looking for help, all the rest of the kobolds came running behind us.
Yeah, see, we ran here. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And this became like your little sanctuary until we showed up.
Well, that's fine. The rest of the kobolds can't fight like we can. They needed to be somewhere safe.
That's fine, and I appreciate that, and I'm happy that we've been able to be a sanctuary for you, but where's Ponk? What did you do to Ponk?
Well, he wanted to fight, and we were gonna.
They turned him into the most angry bunny I have ever seen in my life.
And he was really cute.
He was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't never tell him that.
But he was so adorable. The way his nose wiggled. Oh,
and it got worse when he got more angry too.
Oh, I know. And at this point, Ross is like on his knees in front of Gonks just so they can both geek out about how cute Ponk was.
Mm-hmm.
And as he gets down on his knees starting to geek out.
Sorry. He gets back up again.
Look, I told him you can calm down or you can be a bunny. And he decided to be a bunny.
He doesn't. He has anger issues, especially when people touch his things.
Well, that's something he can work on with the help of a therapist. But in the meantime, I need a Goxnot to be killed.
Yeah, he'd just kill the therapist.
Yeah, he's not gonna... Mr. Punk's not the kind for talking about stuff.
I mean, Meepo and I once turned his mace thing into pink, and we hid, and it was funny. But he is not forgiven us for that, and it was a joke. And I feel like at any moment he's going to kill both of us. Or try to, at least.
Well, he probably won't try to kill you, but he might come after me for kind of bringing the kobolds here, sort of.
Which is why I keep telling you to stay near Shepard, because Shepard will protect you, and he hurt Shepard.
Yeah, I know, but... Everything's so complicated now.
Yes, I miss the days where I could just run around the forest and just be carefree, but sadly that's not it.
Oh, well, forest. What do you know about dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah, we heard about those, but what are they like?
I was eaten by one once.
Yeah, and I made the dinosaur spit out Mr. Vex.
They're not nice creatures. They're very dangerous
really
and very deadly.
Big. Really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, some of them are quite small. There's a few of them. They're about the size of a chicken.
Okay,
they're
just
adorable
because
until
you live,
they gather up in groups.
Just because you live on an island with dinosaurs doesn't mean they're adorable.
Not all of them are adorable. There are specific species that are adorable. A Tyrannosaurus Rex is to be feared and respected.
That's funny, because we'll have to go to an island that has dinosaurs on it.
Why? And how?
I don't know how, but the why is because Tim says that's where we get stuff from.
Don't ask about Tim.
No.
Oh, I will not ask about Tim.
He is not infected an enchanter.
What are you supposed to get at this island?
Some gems that are not gems, but are actual points of collision between multiple planes that give the power...
To turn into a god.
As he's saying this, Vex just goes white.
So as you go white, so does Lucanidae, so does Fiddle Punch. Ross looks between the three of you and goes, wow, you did that at the same time. How do you do that at the same time?
There must be under a spell.
No, I don't think it's a spell. What do you know about these rocks?
How old are you, kids?
They're older than me, Mr. Vex.
They're older than you.
Yes. I think
That's
all
fine.
Of them are, maybe.
Vex spends the next 5 minutes swearing at the top of his lungs.
In what language?
Probably everyone common, he knows, and a few he's making up on the spot.
Elvin and Undercommon.
Okay.
Oh, and Sylvan.
Oh, well, ones we've not heard yet.
Give me a wisdom roll.
Who?
A wisdom save or a wisdom check?
Wisdom check.
Everyone?
15.
No, just Vex.
Okay.
15.
Okay. I was rolling to see if anyone who spoke any of those languages learned additional combinations.
Yeah.
I'm assuming what that
already knows how to swear in Draconic.
Well, it's when yeah. Kelly played games with Chris and a bunch of our mutual friends.
She often didn't press the push-to-talk button when she was upset, but I was in the same room, so I learned some new combinations. She swore like a sailor.
Good for her.
Yes.
I do, too.
So I have a vivid idea of...
Sometimes that was great.
Yeah, and if this was a movie, we just cut to an extreme long shot of the farmhouse with the sheep just like grazing in the foreground, and we hear distantly. Three farms away, there's someone who just reaches out and puts their hands over their son's ears.
Oh no.
Okay. So,
and he calms down.
This is, where are those rocks you mentioned?
All right. What we were told is that there were three of them in the tower that got destroyed.
Uh-huh.
And
yes, the
there is a dragonborn that had another one.
Uh-huh.
Who was in charge of the attack on the tower.
Oh.
And the dragonborn took them to an island with dinosaurs on it.
Yes.
Where there is an ancient green dragon who was collecting the not gems.
So,
they keep wanting to call them the Chaos Emeralds.
Well, they pretty much are. They pretty
Fiddle Punch pulls out a sheet of paper from the ones he's been sorting. It is apparently a map. It's the map that Tim was adding notes to, and he hands it to Vex.
It looks like they took notes.
The what? It looks like they...
You take the paper?
Took notes.
Yes.
Okay. And you see the island in the top corner, which you have become a little more familiar with than you have ever cared for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a spot marked with an X, and there's a label that says Marathomax's Lair. You know where that spot is.
I've been there, haven't I?
Vex has been there. Now, not to the point where you found the entrance, mm-hmm. but Vex knows enough with his experience as a ranger before he came to Circulus to understand that when green dragons make their lairs, certain things happen to the surrounding environment. Mazes of thorns and brambles spring up to help protect it, for example. That's just one of the things that happens. And you recognize those signs when you were following a lead on that island away from the rest of the party. You're fairly sure you could get there.
Yep. Fava has all four of the planar foci.
This is bad.
This is very bad.
We're going to have to go after her, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
This is not going to be good.
No.
I respectfully disagree.
I'm assuming that the name on here is her master.
Tim said something about it. Yeah, the dragon, the big dragon. That's the name.
Big dragon.
Vex goes white again.
Big green dragon. Yeah, green. We didn't see one, but that's what Tim said.
Vex goes white again and again swears the next 5 minutes in all five languages.
It's literally the exact same shot of the long shot of the farmhouse. The same sheep is there, but it's sort of like sat down. It's taking a nap.
And he calms down.
Did he say how many eyes the dragon had?
No, I don't think so. Do you guys remember Tim saying something about dragon?
No, he didn't say anything about eyes.
He didn't.
Well, it's still, I think, too much of a coincidence otherwise, and I don't really believe in coincidences.
I don't imagine there are many ancient green dragons on Circulus.
Have you seen one?
I can think of one.
I can think of one. I have seen one. I shot out its eye.
With an explosive arrow, in fact.
With an explosive arrow.
A great big green dragon.
An ancient green dragon, dear, yes.
Ancient green dragon. Huh.
Maple's gonna sit there and look worried. For a minute.
As a point, this place on the map, I've been there. Well, not exactly, but... And I had to get back to it.
Maybe we should all go. I mean, not all the kobolds. They can't fight, but yeah. We need Mr. Ponk.
We need everyone.
We need Galen. Everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
If it's an ancient green, we need every part of our arsenal.
Yeah.
You'd need an army.
We don't have an army. We don't have an army. We have Ponk. We have Mr. Ponk. He's an
army. Who needs an army? We have a Ponk.
Well, actually, you don't. You left him in a tunnel somewhere.
We should find him, and then we'll have a Ponk.
We don't know where he went.
Well, you said that tunnel goes back to where the kobolds were living before, right?
Oh, son of a...
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that under the church?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. So he's at the church?
He could be.
We know where the church is.
It's not an ex-church.
Or he's still in the tunnel somewhere. He's either at the church or in the tunnel.
Oh, okay.
Either way.
So if we go look for Mr. Ponk in the tunnels, we need the rest of the kobolds to not be in those tunnels. Because Mr. Punk's in those tunnels.
He'll kill them. Or try to, at least.
Yeah.
Do you have enough magic to maybe turn him back into a rabbit?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
At this point, it's been two long rests. That magic has worn off.
It's gone.
No, I know. But Vex doesn't know if Daldane still has enough magic for her to do it again. As an IE has used spell slots.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So Vex was asking if she still had enough magic for it.
Not is he still a bunny, but can I make him a bunny again?
Yes. Well, that's that problem solved. So once we get there, she just turns him into a bunny again.
Yeah, I guess so.
Shepherd might be able to sniff him out.
Oh, I bet he could.
Can I... He's going to murder me, eventually. Go into Punk's room and grab something of his.
But he's stopping you. He's down here, as far as we know.
And I'm going to give it to Shepherd for him to sniff, see, and then I'm going to get him to try and chase down his scent.
I'm going to say that normally Ponk locks his door, but he was in such a rage when he went into his room to check and see if they touched anything.
Yeah, he was
that
mad.
When he rushed out, he didn't stop to lock it. He was more interested in crushing heads. So his door is not a door because it's ajar.
I'm going to grab something, just anything that'll have his scent on it, and get Shepherd to smell it, and then get him to track him down.
Okay.
Hopefully what you grabbed wasn't, like, something the kobolds were sleeping on. Because they don't smell like kobolds.
Once they
were given enough encouragement...
Warning?
Mm-hmm.
They put everything back where they found it, left several notes but written in Draconic, and stayed out of
which
Meepo
took. Okay, but I don't know how long. She doesn't know how long the scent would last, so she's guessing.
Yeah, and they weren't there long enough to take a nap.
Oh, okay.
Can I get him to try and find him?
Give me an investigation check for Shepherd at advantage because it's smell-based.
What is this? So investigation is a intellect. That's a -4, so... Natural 20. It was a 2 and a 20.
Wow.
Thank you for that advantage.
Well, Shepherd's got a good nose on him. And I love that. I'm assuming that the dogs that we heard in the background were from Ellie's microphone. But it's fantastic because we only heard one at a time. And Shepherd was on scene. So it was ambience.
Nice.
It works. I love this.
It was perfect.
Yes. So Shepherd leads you right to the caved-in tunnel.
Please tell me he's not dead behind there.
Well, we put him behind there, so that's where the scent would have gone.
Maybe he was alive when she let him go.
Yeah, that's what I heard from the other
group. Ross, stop clearing this, please.
Zeely waves her hands, and there is a pathway through the cave-in large enough for you to go through.
I look down at Zeely. I am starting to like you four. Right. Send Shepherd. And follow.
Gox is going to follow, just in case.
Okay. And that's when we're going to end it.
Wow.
Okay.
Because it's already 2:40.
Yeah. Wow.
That is some serious plot progression we got going on today.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I was... I was not expecting several things that happened, and I love that about all of my gaming sessions when stuff like that happens. So thank you, everyone, for playing. I've been joined by a bunch of fantastic people. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
I have a podcast coming out this week, a new episode of Azeroth Coast to Coast. You can find us at azeroth.com. We're talking about BlizzCon and all the things, and I get really angry at one point, and yeah.
Oh,
thanks,
oh,
Diablo Immortals.
Is it about a new game that's coming out?
Yeah. Oh,
thanks,
my.
Diablo
for mobile. And everyone's so excited because it's out for mobile.
Son of a.
You're gonna have a reiteration of it right here.
If you are not good with swearing or anything like that, skip the last half hour of this episode.
So what I am amused the most by this whole conflict, without going into a lot of details, I have heard at least one individual complain that it's not even really being done by Blizzard. It's another gaming company where they seem to have reskinned everything.
They've partnered. But
yes.
That's all we know.
And I have also heard the complaint that Blizzard should have been putting all of their developer power into making Diablo 4 instead of this.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that argument as well.
These are mutually exclusive arguments, mm-hmm, because either they are not putting, like, they're misrepresenting their effort and putting it into a mobile game instead of developing Diablo 4, or it's bad because they have someone else developing it for them.
It's just, here's the thing. I've played it. It's not bad to play.
Right.
But I want to play Diablo 4 on my PC. I don't want a mobile game. I don't game on my mobile. I play my PC. I play on my PlayStation. I play on my Switch. I play on things that are supposed to be used for gaming.
Yeah,
so
and that's
Diablo
a common
your
complaint.
Path of exile.
I play Diablo 3, but I want new things for Diablo 3. It's been 5 years since Reaper of Souls came out.
Yeah, this is a common argument I've heard as well. Yeah. That being said, I will be playing on the mobile because I play mobile games too.
Yeah, but the gaming industry has completely changed. You can't base something for 10, 20 years ago to now. The gaming industry is completely different. And the expectations are completely different.
Yep.
Also, 10 years is too long no matter what you're talking about. But never mind about that. Anything else that someone wants to plug?
My website is called Book of Gen at bookofgen.net, and I recently wrote up a piece about Diablo Immortal and BlizzCon and people's reactions and what the Diablo community is feeling and all that kind of good stuff, and that'll probably get turned into a podcast sometime this week.
And also, there was a Jen's Lore Corner about a married couple.
There was, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the newest episode of Jen's Lore Corner, which focuses on the lore of the Diablo universe, so games, books, whatever. Yeah, that one's out too.
And since EO's not here, I will plug their mom's website at elizabethmccoy.com or elizabeth-mccoy.com, where you can find Beth's writings and emails.
And also go to elekk.xyz to sign up for a Mastodon compatible social network that has all of us on it because it's fun.
Yes.
And there's lots of other gamers. All right. Well, that's all for this episode. Tune in next time, which will actually be 7:30 Eastern Standard Time tonight, when we figure out what the heck is going on in the main campaign, which we sort of just led up to it. And this is glorious. I love this so much.
Yeah. This is, wow.
I hesitate to use the word giddy, but I am almost giddy with excitement.
It is all mashed together.
Yeah, and oh my goodness. Meepo is now conflicted. And just, yeah.
Oh God, when Vex finds out.
Mm-hmm.
Vex should already know. He was told
this. She has never said it was a green dragon to him.
No, she's always said it's a great big dragon.
She's always said great big dragon, which Vex knows that they are either enslaved or worshipped by dragons, because kobolds are from Faerun. He knows about kobolds.
Right. Okay. She's never said green.
She's never said big green dragon.
Right, because she wouldn't think to say green because, you know, some of her people were green or most of her people were green, so green is just what people are.
Oh, well, it's going to be a fun game tonight, to be sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's all for this episode. See you next time. Have fun.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.